And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to this Tuesday session, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of The Brand Conversation. Now, I know December is acting pretty sluggish for some reason. The days are super slow. Our actions seem to have slowed down even further. And even if I add in the biggest calamity of them all, that being this coming Saturday's public holiday, which it actually is not because it's on a Saturday. As you guys know how that technicality works, if the public holiday falls on a Saturday, you cannot bounce it back onto the Friday to declare it a public holiday, only when it falls on a Sunday. Yes, this coming weekend will be Namibia's Human Rights Day celebration itself, that being 10 December. But we're not all about the human rights celebration discussion. No, this is not a current affairs program. Unfortunately, this is our session today for Brand Conversation. But before we continue, we'll quickly come back right after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Now, coming back from our quick abrupt break right there, the importance, guys, of, well, it's week two. Well, it's not week two. It's actually the formal first week of December, because we're now finding ourselves at 6 December. But we're slowly, gradually, but surely getting into the holiday period. Now, you might, from the customer service perspective, from the marketer's perspective, you will start seeing a lot more people moving in and out, moving about, walking up and down, coming into your store, coming out of your store, going to various other competitions or competitors or other shops in your vicinity. If you find yourself in a mall, if you find yourself in a business district, you will see all this, you know, rapid movement of people all across the board. The main thing here is, in terms of understanding customer psyche, in terms of their, you know, their psychology, their behavior, is that in most parts, customers are looking for something that can attract their attention. But attracting is one part of everything, of the total customer service job that you've got to play into. As I mentioned, and as I've consistently indicated to you, repeat purchases is what makes you thrive as a business person. Repeat business is what makes you survive into, or actually increasing the longevity of your survivability. Repeat business. From that repeat business component, you then obviously can factor in what your financial flow will look like. They call it your cash flow sometimes. They call it your earnings potential in some phrases. But this is all about what you can make based upon past sales history, heading into the future, forecasting it. But in the holiday period, this is going to be the most chaotic, most busiest period. Please, for any customer service executives out there, and you're listening now to The Brand Conversation, this is actually me imploring you, do not ever underestimate this period. Never ever underestimate this period. Why? For the mere reason is that there will be an overload like nothing else. Except obviously now during the Independence holiday, public holiday period, as well as also for the Easter weekend holiday period. That's probably the only two periods that can try and compete with the holiday period itself in full. But what am I getting to? I'm actually getting to the point of maintaining customer loyalty beyond just the holiday period. Maintaining customer loyalty during the holiday period. Maintaining customer loyalty building up to the holiday period. Why did I section them off in three? Well, firstly, you've got to look at the build up. You've got to look at the involvement within the game. And then you've got to look at the post game involvement afterwards. So what's the game? The game, the match that you've got to play is the holiday period. Building up to the match, you've obviously got to be, you should have obviously been warmed up. You should have done your stretches. You should have been part and parcel of the weeks and weeks of exercises before then, or the months and months of exercises before then. Post match, this obviously speaks to maintaining the level after the match. Peak performance before, during, after. Now, the holidays, guys, is the busiest time for any business. Sales peak, web traffic searches, and plenty of engagement opportunities abound. And these can spring up from every corner of a customer service market or customer service segment. The reason being, this all speaks to customer experience that you as the customer service entity has to engage with. I'll give you an example. Even though it is very small, even though it was in a medium enterprise, actually a small enterprise because it's still a family business. One of my takes while I was working in retail itself, specifically in FMCG. FMCG is fast moving consumer goods. Fast moving consumer goods are anything from cool drink to beer to food, anything that needs to move quickly. It's how the system is established. FMCG. Now, my background in FMCG, guys, saw chaos. Chaos. For any small to medium enterprise, it is chaotic, especially if you've sold a product that everyone wants. And where I worked in, it was in a bottle store, you know, alcohol dispenser, a shop that sells alcohol for its business. One of the major catastrophe, I'll call it a catastrophe from the point in terms of absorption, meaning how best you can absorb the pressure coming from your customers. Your customers want to be served. Your customers want the products that they came to you for. Your customers need your expertise in assisting them with their needs and their wants. They're not there to come and make jokes. They're not there to come and find out how's your dog, how's your cat, how's your family. No, they came there to buy something and move on. Now, small and medium enterprises have been known for being in touch with communities, being in touch with the area that they function in. Because you know, if you live in an area or a neighborhood with an MSME, micro, small or medium enterprise, establishments there, you guys know the owners personally. You know them personally. You might have gone to school with them. You might be family of them. You might have been best friends. Stuff like that. We've all seen those scenarios. Now, the worst part is if you work now in such a setting, is that there is this heightened pressure element being passed on. If you had to ever observe the pressure absorption that the major retail chains across the country, I'm talking now from the likes of Checkers and ShopRite, all the way through to the Pick and Pays, all the way through to the Spars, all the way through to the Namibian business by the name of Voerman itself, all those retail chains, they have the means of absorbing the pressure during a holiday period. They have the stock. They have the staff. They have the distribution. If you're an MSME, you only have the stock. You have to make do with the staff complement that you have, and you have to make do with the amount of attention that will now be coming through. So what are we looking at? Now, if it's all about capitalizing on pre, during, and post scenarios, so your pre would actually now start from last week. Last week, the first of, where the 1st of December began, would have now started from last week. That's your pre leading into this week. Your actual match starts from next week, when we hit the 15th of December. From the 15th of December leading all the way up to 30 December, that period of 15 days, or is it 31 December? 31 December. That period of 16 days is going to be chaotic. Now, no one will be able to help you with dealing with the chaos. However, what you're looking at actually forward to is continuing the business as usual into January, from 1 January. Now, holiday shopping around the world is predicted to at least be $1.29 billion for 2022. Just this month of December, 2022. Just this month of December. Now, obviously, despite these large numbers during the holiday season, a lot of businesses see marketing and sales numbers actually return to normal in some forms. Customer demand starts to slow and the outstanding performances then start to drop off in the middle of January. This is always known as the off-season period. Now, you want to maintain engagement levels. You want to maintain customer service levels. You want to ensure that repeat business always comes through, even if it's in off-season in January. And January, guys, is part of an off-season period. December constitutes the peak season. The whole of December constitutes the peak December or holiday season. That's what December constitutes. Now, obviously, understanding this perspective is all about having to look at where you can capitalize things on. But in most parts, you first got to understand what the customer wants before you can be stalking up, before you can start talking about capitalizing or minimizing the peak or the off-peak levels. So what are we looking at? Now, as a holiday season is when more, this is also a period where a lot of people actually will be stressed. Yes, a lot of people will be stressed. A lot of people going to various parts of the country, having to fly, having to drive. Remember my travel and camping discussion? There will be a lot of stress involved there. And what does the stress entail? Because the customers have to make purchases in order that fits in their budgets. They have to find the most accessible points to do their purchases, meaning they've got to ensure that where they go to, they will not be faced with any long queues, any product source shortages, any supply shortages, any such component in any manner that is counterproductive towards their purchase decision that they came with. You see, if you came there for a 2 liter of milk, of fresh milk, you are hoping that there will be a 2 liter of fresh milk in the dairy fridge, in the dairy department of the shop. You don't want to walk in there and then you see, oh my goodness, there's no milk. You ask some of the packers on the floor, guys, where's your fresh milk? And they tell you, we don't know if it's been delivered yet. Now, understand the level of anxiety that a customer will experience at that stage, because they'll be going like, must I now waste more petrol driving to a different shop? If it's in a mall, must I now waste more energy to walk from one point of the mall to the other point of the mall in the hope that the other business will have milk? You do not want to create that kind of scenario for a customer. Yes, guys, I know. Things are sometimes out of, you know, they're out of everyone's control. Especially if you start looking at things like international supply chain scenarios. But as a business, the rule is always you only stock what you have. You cannot stock what you do not have. You cannot sell something that you do not have. No, it's a rule of thumb, guys. Don't worry. I've also known people in business. I also know people in business who have their own businesses. I've also had family in business. The rule of thumb is you cannot sell something that you do not have. You cannot stock something that you do not have. You do not make a promise to sell something that you do not have. Remember that as a rule of thumb. Even if you're starting out as an entrepreneur, do not make claims of selling something that you do not have. You can't sell it. It's not yours. You don't have it. It's not in stock. It's not in inventory. It's not in the warehouse. You don't have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Now, besides that small point of deviation, consumer expectations are always high during this period. Now, especially in terms of what customers want to expect from customer service levels during the holiday period, is that a lot of customers want to be felt heard, appreciated, as well as also valued by customer service representatives. That's point one. Number two, customers want to have the ability to find issues, or they want you, the customer service people, to have the ability to find an issue or a solution to an issue quickly. Or even to identify this issue before they've identified it in order to provide said solution immediately. It's known as immediacy. Immediately. Don't use words like effectively and efficiently. No. Immediacy. If you identify an issue for a customer without the customer realizing that there is an issue, solve it immediately. They will appreciate it. It forms part of the level of appreciation that they will convey to you. Because then they will understand, the customer service department at this specific store, or the help desk at the store, or the cashiers over here, they were thinking on their feet. Well, but that was the easiest comment I could think of, guys. In all honesty, that was the quickest comment I could think of. But this ultimately helps them understand, wow, next time I come here, I can expect a similar scenario. However, they will not come with a similar scenario. They will not come with a similar need. Understand also that customers' shopping experience varies from every instance that they visit your shop. So if you're an MSME shop owner, understand that yesterday I could have showed up here with a smile. Today I can be, you know, as angry as the angriest bull that you can ever find on a farm anywhere. With me, you know, having an issue with the whole world, and my whole demeanor and attitude is just completely offensive and rude. Understand that, because the customers are subject to their emotions. There's nothing you can do. You, as the customer service component, you've got to deal with it. And I'm not talking about dealing with it in terms of you fronting up as well, in terms of being rude back. If the customer is going to be rude, just indicate, sorry, sir. I do not know what happened. My apologies for whatever might be the issue. However, I'm here to help you. I'm not here to be part of a problem. I'm here to help you. So allow me to help you. It'll quickly diffuse any situation, any customer situation. It'll diffuse it immediately. I've used it. it's the most sensible thing to use. You're not being diplomatic. Yes, you are in a way. You are being diplomatic. But at least the customer realizes that you can connect with them. If you front up, do not front up to create more animosity. Front up to be of assistance. To be of assistance. I'll give you a case study. I spoke to a... Well, I can't call the person a friend, technically. It's more like an acquaintance. But I spoke to the person and they recently had to travel. I think it was last week. They recently had to travel. But the travel component isn't the major concern. It is a major concern, but it is not the major concern. The major concern being is that the time limit in terms of which they need to travel. So the scenario was that they have to fly out of the country. And to the destination country that they have to fly to requires them to have travel insurance. I.e. it's a further expense on the person. And the same said scenario was that the person I know, the acquaintance, she had to submit her ID. Obviously, if you take our travel insurance in Namibia, we all know what the benchmark identification document is. You submit your ID. If you don't have your ID, a passport can work. If you don't have a passport, your birth certificate can work. That's how the line flows. So your ID is technically the qualifying factor or the qualifying national identity document that trumps any national identity document in the country, because your ID is actually born from or emanates from your birth certificate. Your birth certificate is your foundational identity document, but your ID is number one. It's number one because you get it at 16. Now, she submitted her ID in terms of, you know, taking out this specific insurance policy. And so time is going on, you know. She thought it would be a 2-day process, you know, getting everything ready, but paying for the money, doing the first installment payment and the likes. Now, remember, she's all dealing with customer service staff. Whether you are a broker, whether you are an agent, whether you are, you know, part of the customer experience officers or whatever they call themselves in some of these insurance companies, they all form part of the overall customer experience, customer service experience component. Now, this is in the holiday. She's aiming to go travel in a different country on a different continent. And she would like to be within the space and scope of everything. Second onto that is also, she herself has a set date because she has bought the tickets, has already taken out her visa to go to that country, and she's just waiting on her ID because she needs her ID. Things are not coming back, so she first calls the person she first dealt with. This person does not answer, but she gets referred to a number at the head office. She calls the person at the head office. The person says, "I don't know about any documents. Did you submit anything in terms of an application or the likes?" She says, "Yes, to XYZ person." The customer service person, individual on the other end of the phone, tells her, "Come through then, let's look for your documents." She comes through. She meets the person directly she spoke to over the phone. The person that said that does not know of any documentation that was submitted with her. And she asks, "But listen, if the insurance is not done, can I at least have my ID back?" Once again, the same individual indicates, "I don't know about any documentation." She says, "How could that be? I have to give my physical ID to the individual that I dealt with first. So did they not give you anything?" And just as the customer service individual opened up the drawer to try and see, because she first said she does not know of any documentation, then she secondly said she does not know of any documentation of the individual, the customer who's now looking for business, who's trying to make business with you, with their company, had submitted or has any documentation of this customer. Remember those two levels. Those both two levels of dishonesty, because in effect, she did not know about the whole transaction going on. It's levels of dishonesty, and customers pick it up. And since the customer is insisting, listen, can't we check through the documentation that your colleague might have submitted to you? The colleague I dealt with originally, because this colleague is now on one or other kind of leave. Can we not see in any of your the documentation? And just as they open up the drawer to potentially check, the customer identified her ID right on the top of the whole pile of paperwork. On the whole pile of paperwork. Now understand here, guys. The reason I gave you that anecdote, the reason I gave you that case study, is that every day I hear from everyday Namibians, those Namibians specifically that have, for example, been to South Africa or other parts of the world, and they come back and they say Namibian customer service is bad. People are disappointed. People are disappointed. People are disappointed. I'll mention it 3 times. Now, before we continue, before we head into the second part of today's program, we're quickly stepping into a short break. After the break, we'll come back and continue with part 2 of today's brand conversation.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Rimorisa Zasirimose Tatama, Sa 2023, Rikwalozui, Martutoze Pahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Event Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafera kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerivu kaofi. Mamre nengi wa winduk, toropo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niba IUM.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa Menate, Muyuni, Walela Pay. Lela Pay, Onkaro Ompu, Woma Futiro, Nokusisa, Ngoka, Haguningwa, Pamkaro Gongodi, Hokatoguru, Okutuminako, Omatumarakawe Agehe, Nangoka Gopai Pindi, Notaga Dana, Nokutra Mombepo, Esimbo Ojo Tunjoka. Otoguru, Okuningashike, Kolela Pay. Otovuru okutura omatumwara kagoyo mumbepo, tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka Lela Pay, nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumwara kagoyo ginima ya yoroka. Gashi, omatumwara kagoro kozi, omatumwara kagoma hiyo, omatumwara kagoma harero ya mbeko gomabaro, no matumwara kagoko arukehe, nguka wakara uteifere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumwara kakehe. Lela Pay, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari, eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Indako kanjato koe ki mariwa, eto turako o shimariwa, to uditha shoka topurwa uudithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o mauthemba goe, hogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto sindimpoka po shangwa send, utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe, otarituruwa ko Eagle FM, imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito, yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com, notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahe tatu imwe, mbari nora, ndato ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahe tatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriare. Lela Pay, imo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.
Now, coming back from our extended break right there, and the key thing to take away from our discussion here, guys, is that with the customer service appreciation component, be the solution. Do not contribute to the issues. Now, the third thing in terms of understanding customer expectations, as well as also what customers expect during the holiday periods, is that if they realize that you have omni-channel presences, or that you have an omni-channel presence of communication for getting customer service, for example, quick things like social media, phones, telephonic support, that there is someone when you call, there is someone that will answer a number. It obviously depends on the time frame. I mean, it would be inhumane to expect someone to be awake at 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. in the morning for customer service discussions, and people are not calling through. So having omni-channel options for getting customer service is appreciated by customers. Obviously, this puts a lot of emphasis in terms of on you, if you're an MSME, to invest in an omni-channel presence. Because omni-channel, what the word omni means all, or, you know, almost everywhere. Omni-channel would then imply that you, on most electronic platforms, that you've got a presence there, a presence of direct communication in some form. So omni-channel presences, it depends. What I've observed in terms of the quickest ways of communicating with customers, social media in one part. If you wish to have a WhatsApp group, a business WhatsApp group with your customers, that's another one. Or if you have that call forwarding functions from your landline for your business to your personal or a designated mobile phone, do that as well. Many MSMEs, they are directly connected, or you can connect directly with them via the cell phone. Directly. They give you their business, their personal extension in terms of the mobile phone. So that if there's an issue, the customer can call directly to the business owner and ask them, "Hello, I have a concern. It's either about your customer service level, or I'm looking for a specific product. Can you help?" Business owners know this because this is how trust is developed, foundationally. Now, going into the holiday season, this is going to be a chaotic process. Any business owner knows this. They know this. There's no way of even trying to run away from it, but they know this. Second on to that is also having the means of absorbing that interest. You've got to absorb it. Now, in a little survey that was done in terms of a few basic questions for customer service during the holiday period that were posed towards customers, there was a range of questions that were asked. The foundational question is, what do you expect from customer service representatives during the holidays? Then, only three options were given to the customers. Firstly, in terms of the foundational question, what do you expect of customer service representatives during the holiday? Select up to three responses. The biggest one that accumulated at least 47% was, I expect to be felt heard, appreciated, and valued. Foundation stuff. The second one that accumulated 44% of responses was, expect to get help and find solutions quickly. Whatever you do during the holiday period, do not contribute towards a customer's anxiety. Do not contribute towards a customer's frustration levels. You see, the customer already walks in there frustrated. They're already coming to you frustrated, because they want you to alleviate said frustration. They come to you to alleviate their stress. So what are you going to do about it? You've got to have the products in mind to meet up to that expectation, because it is an expectation. It is an expectation. Third question, that was third response that also got the third highest weighting or selection process was, I expect there to be multiple service options available. Multiple service options. This speaks once again to the omni-channel presence. The fourth response, which accumulated at least 22%, was, I expect a personalized customer service process. Usually with personalization, this comes through in the form of like restaurants. Or even if it's like health and beauty care establishments, you know, like going to a spa or going to a beautician for that matter. There you get personalized customer service experiences. Yes, guys, I have seen at salons, for some guys that go there for a salon experience, they give you an experience. But the experience is not the same from one customer to the next. It differs. One customer does not care how much attention they get, afforded. Another customer does care. One customer's request or for a solution to an issue they might have dictates the level of attention that they get afforded. The same then for the other. So you've got to understand in that scenario as well, as a customer service representative, no two customers are similar at the same time. Understand that no two customers will be similar at the same time. So this does help you with the perspective of understanding, be adjustable, be flexible, be adaptive. Change to the dynamics that dictate the situation in front of you. Change to that dynamic. The next three responses in terms of the questions, in terms of their weightings that they accumulated, was 16, 14, 11%, starting with the highest. The first one there of the third lowest was, I expect an easy and frictionless support process. 16% that I accumulated. At 14%, the next response was, I expect self-service options. That's at 14%. And the lowest response at 11% was, I expect to see agents taking action on my issues. Now this is key, guys, because customer retention beyond the holidays will be a deal breaker. Why do I say this? Because people will see, those customers will see during the holiday period how you were able to deal with issues, provide the solutions quickly enough or at a rate or at a satisfactory rate of response, being able to provide levels of personalization, seeing that they will observe it, that there is a presence, an omni-channel presence in terms of customer service support, i.e. how you can get contact or get in contact with your customers, or how they can get in contact with you in terms of the feedback that they want to share, the discussions they want to engage in with your representatives, the level of professionalism that your representatives will then convey back, and the satisfaction level that the customers would have then extracted from said engagements. How they would be able to extract that. Now, I'm staying away from value proposition in making use of that phrase, because at every stage, there is an investment of value taking place. At every stage. And this is obviously speaking about the most ideal scenario. The most perfect scenario. How perfect it is, how perfect it can be, what it does provide, how it provides it, what do you aim to get from it, what do you aim the custom, what is your aim for the customer to extract from it, i.e. this can be from the omni-channel presence, this can be from the level of solutions or how, you know, helpful or encompassing the solutions provided to an issue are, the size of the solutions, the rate, meaning the pace at which the solutions were provided, the level of skill set that the representative has on them to provide said solution, the complexity of the issue that the customer brought to the representative and how the representative then was able to solve the problem. Remember, guys, as customer service representatives, wherever you find yourself, whether it be in a multinational corporation, or whether it be in a Namibian company, or whether it be in a, you know, MSME enterprise, you are a solutionist. You provide solutions. You're a solutionist. Own that word. You're a solutionist. Your business is all about providing solutions. Now, if you want to, if you aim to maintain the levels of, or actually, you know, retaining or ensuring that you boost customer retention past the holiday period, first thing you'd want to do is you share the appreciation for your customers. You guys might have seen in some companies, some CEOs or MDs or business owners coming out and saying, we thank our stakeholders, we thank our customers, we thank the Namibian public, we thank the community, we thank our partners. You know, those kinds of communications coming out, they'll start coming out now, I think, or they might have already begun last week, but they'll start flowing out from there, indicating the appreciation level towards the community, towards the customer base, towards stakeholders internally and externally, just thanking them. Now, this is key because the holiday season is all about being thankful and expressing appreciation and gratitude. As a brand, as a business, as an organization, a creator, a great way to boost retention during the holiday is to indicate to your audience that you know, or that you appreciate, not that you know, that you appreciate them, and that you appreciate the support that they've given you and that they continue to give you. Now, obviously, guys, this is one of the most basic human emotions or behavioral indicators, a sign of gratitude, a sign of appreciation, valuing someone for spending money with you. You indicate to them, thank you. Thank you for making use of our establishment. Thank you for buying from us. The greatest examples all ever in customer service appreciation or in stakeholder appreciation always still comes from Japan. In Japan, the person working at the till will say thank you for you buying from the shop. I've never heard it here in Namibia. Even I say thank you for the service that I get. I say thank you for, you know, for giving me my change of my money, or thank you for giving me my cluster of groceries that I just bought from you. But if you go to Japan, there's a direct phrase that they say, and I can speak, I can understand the small phrase. Don't worry, guys. It's because of I've, you know, watched a lot of anime long enough to understand some Japanese phrases. But there's a specific phrase they say. They say, thank you very much for shopping with us. So the phrase goes like, arigato gozaimasu. And then they just, you know, they also do the specific bend. Now that goes to levels of customer service never ever seen anywhere else except for only in hotels. Only in hotels around the world. Now, it does not say you need to find a Namibian way of providing customer service. I think there might probably already be something like that. I'm fearful that it would be the negative component of it, but that it already exists. So this then puts the onus back on you as the customer service consultant, representative, manager, supervisor, branding, whatever, in terms of valuing, viewing the customer as a key stakeholder. And that you have to operate from the position of appreciation. In terms of appreciating that they've come to spend their money and their time with your establishment. That is the perspective you operate from. It leads into the number two point that I've also been talking about, especially with last week. This being, if you've seen satisfactory levels of customer service engagement during the holiday period, is that you've got to launch a new campaign in January. This is a must. It's a must. You capitalize on a positive trend that is to the benefit of your organization. Or to your business. You capitalize on a positive trend. If there's a negative trend, obviously I have to share with you the opposite scenario. This is all about correcting that negative trend. So you have to correct the negative trend. If there's a positive one, you continue capitalizing. If there's a negative one, you have to correct it into the new month. Now, as we know, what the next quite clear campaign would be, this would be the back to school scenario, being that as early as possible, as I mentioned last week in the brand conversation sessions of last week, is that there's only the benefit of starting early. However, you do not want to start too late. And a lot of the retailers throughout the country are still on the holiday campaigns that they have to clear out. I'm not talking about clearing out the stock. I'm talking about the campaign has to run its course, because a campaign needs its own set time of attention, and it needs to generate that value proposition back into the business, as well as also extend the value proposition as far as possible to the customer. A campaign works in two directions, guys. It's all about providing a return on investment to the business, as well as also extending or transferring level of value proposition to the customer. Now, you've got to engage in launching a new campaign. You've got to engage with customers during the end of year. And this is a challenging task, especially as other businesses are also doing the same thing that you'll be doing. This makes January the great time to launch new campaigns to stand out from the competition that aims to take breaks after the holiday season. Some great post-holiday season campaign ideas can be something like a New Year's resolution campaign. Many people come up with these things at the beginning of January. And if your business can help customers accomplish these goals, it's a great way to build strong and valuable relationships with your customer base. January is also a great time to create new deals and promotional offers. So provide a first quarter or quarter one sales promotion period, you know, for starting off with January. You already December had one, so January can also have the same one. It obviously depends on your business, guys. It obviously depends on what you can provide and stock levels. Next would then be the notion of content marketing. You can then also create fresh content that can help customers make buying decisions and discover better ways to use your products. And then lastly, retargeting campaigns. Now, retargeting campaign is about engaging customers after they leave specific communication platforms of your business, like your website. Once a customer views a product or a web page or an ad related to that content is displayed after leaving your web page, that is the retargeting campaign. So they come to your website, and once they leave your website, you know, then an ad about a campaign about your website still communicates to them. That way you keep reminding them of your brand presence, even when they are not looking at your content. Now, these are key components to look at, guys, because as mentioned here on the Brand Conversation, there is no letting up. You cannot let up in this period. You cannot. Do not let up. Lastly, so one of the key important things in terms for you to take away or extract from this discussion is you have to look at implementing a customer loyalty program. I think now there's two retailers here in the country. Three, actually. No, I'm lying. Four. Because the other one convinced me just last week to take out or to participate in this customer loyalty program that they've got there. And I asked them, listen, if I continuously buy from you, do these things accumulate or do they expire after a specific period? The customer service lady said, no, sir, that thing does not happen. It does not expire. It does not expire. So the more you purchase from us, the more it accumulates. Well, I was happy to know this, obviously. I was very happy to know this. The only key point about this was, you know, how often will I make use of this loyalty program? But offer it. You never know. Customers do sometimes like innovative ways of just trying to save a little bit of money on various purchases that they've got to do. And on that note, it brings us to the end of today's program of the Brand Conversation. Stay tuned for the Tech Eagle to follow right after this.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pe.